Welcome to Big Blend Radio's Vacation Station Travel and Leisure Show. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Big Blend Radio's Vacation Station Travel Show. You know, every third Wednesday, we get to chat with our friend Cheryl Ogle. Cheryl's a world traveler. She's a travel advisor and the owner of the travel company. Hey, want to go? Yes, I do. Where are we going? I'll go anywhere with Cheryl. But Cheryl knows a lot about travel. And today, she's going to talk about escorted travel. And this is really a cool thing, especially if you haven't traveled overseas before. Maybe you're newly retired, or maybe you're a solo traveler. And we talked last month about women's travel, travel hacks and apps. And I think this goes really well, too. So she's got a great podcast. I'm so podcaster, like I'm a podcaster. And so that's all I think about all day long. But
you've
she's got
a
great blog post about this up on her site, and you can go to heywannago.com and her website link, and also the podcast blog that she's done. See, now I've just put both words together, are linked in the show notes. So Cheryl, save me. I'm getting tongue-tied over blogs and podcasts, and you know, I'm in that world. But welcome back. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing well. It's good to speak with you again.
Hey, so Iceland, magic, and that was escorted.
Wow. Yeah, wow. That was escorted, yes. And so that was my most recent escorted tour, was Iceland. But let me just say, people thought I was nuts for going to Iceland in the winter. But if you want to see the Northern Lights, you have to go in the winter, or September to April really is Northern Lights season. And so anyway, I went with a colleague of mine, and we each took clients. There were 20 of us all together, and we saw the Northern Lights three times. And it was magical and amazing and all the things that I have dreamt of since I was a little girl. And so I can check the Northern Lights off on my list.
Wow.
Wouldn't bother me to see them again, but I'm happy that I saw them.
Well, I think we're at this point, too. The world is changing so much. Like you've talked about your trips to Alaska, where see these glaciers now. Don't wait, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Do what you can when you can.
Exactly. And glaciers are, you know, we saw a lot of glaciers, got to walk out on glaciers in Iceland. And that was an incredible experience, going to ice caves and things. So, but the thing about it is, yes, glaciers are shrinking, but I am not getting any more fit or any younger or anything. I am just getting older and more tired every year. And so I need to go see and do the things that I want to do.
Well,
I can sit around and crochet when I'm super old.
Well, you crack me up because on your last travels, and I love following your adventures on Facebook and Instagram, and everyone, hey, want to go, just go to her website. You'll be able to follow her adventures, but you always could put up good tips too. But it was so funny because then you went to Iceland and you're like, well, I could just detour to London on my way home because it's your favorite city, right? And I know you do a lot of travel, you know, that's a special place for you, but you detoured there and you're like, I can sleep when I'm dead. I'm going. I'm doing it.
Exactly. So, well, and the funny thing is that I live in a small town in West Texas, and you actually cannot get there from Iceland in the same day. You have to overnight somewhere. So why not overnight in London?
Well, you know, there you go. Like Cheryl did her thing. Yeah. But I want to talk about this with escorted tours, because I'm seeing more and more people do it through cruise lines, through just travel companies, where I think mm-hmm. even if we're really busy, middle age, you know, mm-hmm. I think this really, I mean, there's travelers who want to go off the beaten path and do their own thing. That's a whole separate kind of travel. But even when you get to a place, to go on a tour, a guided tour, and to understand the history or the culture or the nature, like if you go to a national park and you end up at a ranger program, then mm-hmm. you know what plants you're seeing, what the animals do. You understand where you are better than run through and take a selfie. You know, there's this
exactly.
whole true understanding, and this is part of why we travel. So it's this amazing thing. But we're seeing it like from people who want to travel. They could have kids. They're busy. Their lives are packed. They're like, we've always wanted to go to Italy, or we need to take a cruise. It's a special anniversary. You know, the list goes on, or I'm alone. I don't know about traveling, but I've always wanted to go. The people I know that are, especially women travelers on their own throughout the years, escorted travelers, how they've done it, they've made friends, all that. But it seems like, please don't, we don't need any more stress.
No. No, and travel in itself, even when it goes well, is stressful because you are wondering, is my flight going to go? Am I going to make my flight? Where's my hotel? I can't find my, you know, I mean, it's just, there's all these little details that make for a stressful situation. And so when you're doing escorted, it takes a lot of the guesswork and thinking out of it, the heavy thinking, as I say. It reminds me, and this is how I really kind of portray it to my clients when they're first asking about it. It's like when you were a child and you're traveling with mom and dad, and mom and dad tell you, you need to get up at 6:30, you need to have a bowl of cereal and be ready to be in the car, you know, in the station wagon at 7:30. And you say, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, because you know they've got it taken care of. And so a lot of escorted group trips are that way. Is they will tell you, put your suitcase out at 7 in the morning, go down and have breakfast. We are leaving. We are on the coach and on the road at 8 a.m. Because they've handled everything. They've handled the details. They already know what time and what we're having for lunch, where we're going from there. And to me, there are times I don't want to think. I think hard in my work. And so there are times when I'm traveling, I want to go and I want someone else to take care of the details. And I want to show up. I want to go down and eat breakfast and get on the coach and let them handle everything instead of me looking for my own tour and reading a guidebook and going, now, what did they say? What was this castle again? Something about the 1500s. You know, instead, I want to hear a licensed tour guide who is knowledgeable tell me about the castle and some folklore and maybe play some music about it. So,
and they know how to plan these tours better than anybody else because they live there. You know, that's their specialty, right? Normally, these kinds of tours.
They do this, and the three major, and I won't get into them right now, but the three major companies that I use have each been around for around 100 years. So they know what they're doing. That speaks volumes to me. And so they have the formula down. They know where they want you to be in city center, where the great restaurants are. They want to show you their area, their country, their city, their culture, their traditions. They're passionate about it. So you can't get that from a guidebook unless you want to read every page and keep it open and bookmark it and say, okay, now on page 14, you know, this tour guide says to look on the left at this blue building.
Yeah. And I wanted to say, you know, and everybody travels for different reasons, but I think there's just those times where, you know, hey, I want to take off. But even like on cruise lines, right? Because some of these escorted tours, doesn't that even go into these cruises that you can take around pretty much, you know, if you have a disposable income, you could just cruise for the rest of your life. Sounds like fun to me. But they have all these excursions you can do from the cruise, right? Maybe it is a bus tour, maybe it's a walking tour, but am I right in that they do actually give you some free time too in these excursions, right? At some point, so that you can still have that, I'm going off the beaten path now, experience.
Right. Usually so. And it's just a matter of reading the itinerary carefully. And even when you're on a cruise ship, and just recently in the news, there were some couples in, I think it was in Africa, who got left behind of a cruise ship. They had not booked through the cruise ship. They booked on their own, which many people are comfortable doing. The ship doesn't necessarily wait for you though. And they were mad. The ship hadn't waited, but they had done their own thing, you know, but if you're on a cruise, book it with the cruise, unless you are playing it really safe and you've read that, hey, we're going to be back 3 hours before or something like that. I mean, it makes me nervous. I don't want to miss the ship. You know, that's huge. So don't miss the ship. But when you're doing that with them, yes, you're probably on a coach with 40 or 50 other people. No, that may not be the most authentic experience that you can have, but there's a lot of safety in that. And they're going to get you back to the ship on time. And they also, they know what they're doing. So it's just it's a different experience, but
there's
safety in it.
I was talking to a friend, she's a female traveler too, and you know, wants to go back to Africa. And she was like, well, I don't want to go on this 20-hour plane ride from the States, because it's a 20-hour plane journey for people of a certain age can be arduous. And as much as Africa is like the most amazing continent, in South Africa, and even as we record this, our South Africa show is airing today, and it's really, really amazing, but it can be a hard trip to go on. But I said to her, well, you know, there is a cruise thing that you could do. I mean, I have a travel writer friend who did a cruise that went, she flew to Venice, then she went to Croatia. She went down the Suez Canal to Egypt. She went to Saudi Arabia and then Seychelles and Mauritius, and then got to Cape Town in South Africa. And I said, well, why don't you do that? That sounds pretty, I mean, because she's got back issues too. So I said, man, you got luxury, you got a hospital on board, you got food, you've got excursions. I mean, would that be deemed escorted because of what the cruise line does?
Not necessarily, but it'd be a great cruise.
And I know, doesn't it sound
different
good?
Places, and then if it's, yeah, and then if it's one way and it gets you where you want to go, win-win. Last year, I had a client who does not like to fly, and he wanted to go to Europe. So he found a transatlantic that took him from Florida to where he ended up, Portugal. And then he did two or three escorted tours through there, worked his way up into London, did his last escorted tour through the UK, and then he took another transatlantic home from London. And it was perfect. Got him back to New York, and he drove, his cousin drove him down to Florida to pick up his truck and drive back home. It's brilliant.
That's cool.
Really. He was a school teacher. He happened to have 6 weeks free. So I helped fill him, and he had a blast.
Man, I want to go do that. So when we say escorted, okay, so I'm thinking like a cruise line, hey, you're aboard, and then you have these excursions. So it's kind of, you know, that's kind of co-creating your experience because you're picking your excursions. So what would a pure escorted vacation look like?
Generally, it will be a coach tour.
Okay, so we're looking at buses.
Yes. Yes. And when we say buses, it's not like the old Bluebird bus we rode to in school.
No, please don't.
Mercedes coaches. I know, please, I don't want to do a school bus again. But they are luxury. They have Wi-Fi. They have USB chargers. They have footrests. They have little tray tables. So they're comfortable coaches. You're not bouncing around, you know, that kind of thing. They are quite comfortable. And they typically hold up to about 52. But you can get small group tours that are around 24 people on them. And I recommend paying the extra for a small group. That's always worth the bit extra that you might do. And you can spread out a little bit. But that's, yes, you can picture being on a coach, and they take you around. It also includes skip the line. So say you're in Ireland and they say, today we're going to the Cliffs of Moher. You're going to go see the cliffs, and you have skip the line to the visitor center, and that's true with other places, museums, things that are included. They're almost always a skip the line experience, so you're not standing there waiting in a queue to get into the Vatican, to get into anything like that. You're right in.
Wow, that's cool.
For me, time is money, you know.
Yeah,
I don't want to spend, yes, we all have to spend time in a queue sometimes, but I don't want to spend half of my vacation or my holiday in a line.
Mm-mm. No.
No one wants to do that.
So you could do like the cruise thing to an escorted tour, like you're saying, and then go from there. And so an escorted tour, would this be something like if you're going to go see a specific smaller region, or like, are you talking about just a city, or are you talking about like almost like a road trip kind of experience through this?
It can be any and all of the above. With these companies, having done it for 100 years, they have all combinations. So there's something truly for everyone. My first escorted tour was my first escorted tour as a travel advisor was around Ireland. And it was wonderful. We started in Dublin and we made an entire loop. We saw so much, we packed it in. And so we covered a lot of ground. We saw the highlights, and all it did was make me fall in love with Ireland and know that I had to go back. So
And that's the thing too, is like going on these, this could be like your familiarization tour. Like in media, we have what's called a fam trip and, visitor bureaus and tourism agencies, destination marketing organizations invite us to come to a place. And yes, we write articles and no, we're not paying for everything, but we are, our opinions are our own. That's the reality. The way travel writers do things now, it's different. We're not Anthony Bourdain. Rest in peace, Anthony. Ooh. But anyway, still sad about him. But when you think about, being able to go for the first time, like that's what we do. You go in, maybe you go to a city, you're going to be there 2 to 3 days. And it's like you're seeing so much. It's quick, it's fast moving, it's exciting. But you get an idea of like, oh, I need to come back for this. Now I need to come back for that. I need, and then you can plan your own journey. And that's really what the, like for us, I kind of feel like the escorted tour is probably not as much of a whirlwind as what we go through at all, but is kind of like that because after you've been there, maybe you find something that really I need to come back. Then you can plan that and you've been there already. So now you can plan things a little bit easier.
Exactly. And I definitely view it as a place, a starting place for a country is go do that and experience the highlights. And then when you return, then you can kind of get off the beaten path and you have a confidence about you.
Exactly. Yeah. That's it. You've been there. Oh, I walked the street. Oh, remember we ate chocolate cake. Oh boy, here we go. I had to bring up cake. We ate chocolate cake over here. Let's go back and then go from there, So I think it, and then you can still take tours when you go on your own again, So that's, yeah, I like this. I like this idea. And I think also when you, what about, is this something you could gift somebody? As like that,
Oh,
someone,
absolutely.
maybe it's their retirement gift, or like I know you've always wanted to go to Ireland, so I'm gifting you this. Is that something that's possible, or is it you shouldn't, or like you know what I mean?
You shouldn't commit them financially. You could, we could work together and come up with a gift certificate, and you could tell someone, this is a retirement gift of $3,000 toward travel with Hey, Wanna Go or something, with no money exchanging hands yet. Because you don't want to gift someone and say, I loved Ireland, I want you to love it too, and I've booked you a trip for September 10th. And then they are like, yeah, we don't want to go to Ireland. We don't want to, whatever. That's not on our list. And so you don't want to spend money and surprise someone like that. I don't know that it's a great idea. I have vacations in mind that I would not want to be surprised with.
Yeah, no, I'm saying if someone's always wanted to go, I was talking about that. If someone was like,
as long as there's good communication and that kind of thing, then yes, absolutely. And we can certainly look at trips like that because it is perfect for retired people. Like I said, it is not for everyone. Some people want to do their own thing and they love it, and more power to them. There are times I want to do my own thing too, but when I really just want to see some highlights and let someone else take care of it, I'm on an escorted coach tour, 100%.
Yeah, I know some, I know we talk a lot of those who are just retiring. It's like, oh, finally I can go do something, and maybe, haven't traveled. And I was talking to a friend too who'd gone somewhere and it was multiple countries. And she was like, thank goodness it wasn't just me on my own. I had no clue what to do. She says going in and out of countries is not always the easiest thing. Especially, Africa or something like that. And she was like, you know what? I would, she goes, I know people want to go do their own thing, but I wouldn't. No way. I'm going with a group because sometimes navigating that is, and also scary. And yeah, like you said, travel is stressful. That extra layer of stress you don't need, especially going through passport checks and all that kind of stuff. Sometimes you don't want that. They'll look at you like,
Well,
what are
and
you
it's
hiding?
fine. You're not doing anything wrong, but I still get nervous when I'm going through passport check. What's the purpose of your visit? Tourism. Yes, sir. Thank you. And I don't know why I'm nervous. I'm not carrying anything illegal. I mean, there's no reason for it, but it is. It's just a stressful situation,
Even
and
those little
just
plant checks,
really
when they
not.
go through agricultural checks, I'm like,
Yes.
Do I have an apple in the car? Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, I know, you're in trouble. Yeah.
I know. So you get to that, like, ooh, you know, so there's always that little nerve. Even if you haven't done anything, you just get that nerve. So I want someone else there to go and help you navigate who's been there, done that, and knows it and does it all the time. It just feels better. Oh, like
absolutely.
Even on the hiking thing, I like guided hiking trips with a naturalist, because if a snake comes up, I hope to heck they know what to do. You know,
yeah.
I'm like, it's,
good point.
This is your hike. You deal with it, not me. But you know, you
sometimes
know me.
We want someone else to be in charge.
Yeah, I don't
but
want
I will
always
say,
be in charge.
You know, this is really good for solo travelers too, those who don't want to go alone. Because even though you feel like, well, am I going to be on a group? You know, it's going to be a bunch of couples. There will be a lot of couples for sure. There will also be some solos. And the solos seem to gravitate toward each other. And not that, you know, and the couples will take you in too. And so I've been a solo, and I've been, you know, toured with a friend as well. And so people are friendly. You're like-minded. You all had an interest in that area. And so say it's Croatia. You were all excited about it. So it's not like you're there with people you have nothing in common with. Maybe you vote differently or go to different churches or eat differently or have different colored skin. So what? You all wanted to be in Croatia together. And so you're all learning about it. So it's a fun time. And people say, hey, come to dinner with us. May I sit with you at breakfast? And by the end of the tour, you're hugging, there are tears, your Facebook friends. I mean, it's like, oh, you know, you've made a new group of friends. So it's not an isolating solo experience unless you want it to be. I've also been on a tour where a solo lady didn't want anything to do with anyone else, and she seemed perfectly happy doing her own thing. But we would invite her, would you like to go to dinner? No, thank you. Okay. So, and that was true with everyone. She had no interest in getting to know anyone else, and that's fine. It was her trip, so she made it what she wanted it to be.
You know, but I like that, because, you know, some solo people, they want to go, they don't have to deal with it, and maybe they just are burned out of people. You know, a lot of us are in the people industry, and it's like, I can't talk to anybody anymore, I'm done. And I just need to go and see things, and I'm done, you know, and I get that. And, you know, so I think there's people like that. But for single travelers, solo travelers, I should say, it is not bad. And quite frankly, couples, they're tired of talking to each other. They need new people to talk to. They don't want to sit and talk to themselves, especially if they've been together for 40, 50 years. They're like, we need fresh blood in here. Bring somebody new to the table.
Exactly. Fresh ears. We won.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I was on an Alaska cruise a few years back, and I did an excursion on my own. And it was a training cruise. And so I was there solo with some other colleagues, and we were all in class together. But I did an excursion by myself, and I saw this woman sitting alone, and I sat by her and struck up a conversation, and she's turned into one of my dearest friends. I mean, she lives in Oregon, and we've traveled together twice since that time. We'll travel. She's coming on my river cruise group in December and on to London. And so she's just dear to me. And I think, you know, talk to strangers. Don't listen to what your parents told you back in the 70s. Don't talk to strangers. That's ridiculous. Go talk to strangers. Use good judgment. But, you know, you just don't know what's out there for you.
That's true. You're really right. It's really, really true. Go have fun. Talk to people if you want to, you know, if you feel the urge to, you know. But sometimes it's nice to just have dinner with yourself and a good book. You know, it's just, sometimes I just like, you know, just want to zone off a bit, you know, but try and eat the local cuisine. I like this. I like this idea for a lot of people that I know. I'm like sending them this podcast and the blogcast. That's a new word. Blogcast.
The blogcast.
I like it.
There we go.
Blogcast.
Well, I
just
think it's a market that some people say, I don't want to be on a coach. I don't want to go on sit on a bus. Okay.
Mm-mm.
That's fine. But when you look at some countries, it's difficult to get around. And so how are you going to navigate that? You know, it really does simplify things, but yes, it is at a trade-off. If you start with that attitude of, I don't want to sit on a bus. Okay.
Well,
then we've got to pivot.
Now does this help financially on your budget? I mean, when you do this, so that you kind of know that, oh, I don't have to, you know, hope the hotel room is different, or you know what I mean? You kind of know what your budget is. You can budget better by doing these
It's a
kinds of
great
trips.
value because you know going in exactly what's going to be covered. Instead of if you're traveling independently and you say, well, I don't think I want to do the museum today. I had budgeted €20 for it or whatever, or I'm going to do it and I hadn't budgeted. And so you know ahead of time what the itinerary is, what meals are included, what extras are included, museums, other enrichment activities. So it cuts down on that. I think I'll go do this museum or this and this. And sometimes when I'm traveling independently, I just keep tapping my credit card and then I come home and look at my bill and I go, oh, wow, what happened here? That's not the same with Escorted because so much is included. So
I
it
agree,
really can
yeah.
help you rein in the budget a little bit. Otherwise, it's quick. They made it so easy to tap your Apple Watch or your credit card and and just spend
Yep.
money and
Yep.
yeah.
And every time you go out to dinner, they go, "Oh, did you leave room for dessert?" And you're like, "Oh, this is our specialty." And then they show it to you and you're like, "Well, I'm on vacation." And then the next night, tomorrow I'll skip it. But then you're in a different town and then you look at it and you're like, "Well, I'm on vacation." And then
Differently,
your
yeah.
dessert bill becomes like a dessert bill. Like you actually have a
Yeah.
dessert category in your taxes. Then you know.
Yeah.
If you have a dessert category in your taxes, you're in trouble. But I'm just kidding. But
No, but I got to call my CPA and ask her about it. I've already deferred to October, but yeah, if we can put desserts in a whole new category.
I know. I'm just like, I was doing, I was tasting. I needed to tell my clients this is definitely a Black Forest Gâteau and it is divine and you must try it here. So that is a write-off. It is. As a
Well,
travel
yeah,
advisor.
definitely get out and taste local food wherever you go. Even if you're at home in the US, go to a local place. Resist the urge to hit the Sonic again. And I'm preaching to the choir here, but go to the local hole in the wall, family-owned places.
Yeah,
Check
it's
out and
true.
see what's there. Try something different. There's a lot out there that can really open your eyes and broaden your mind a bit.
Yeah, and also going back into the escorted travels too, like they work with different restaurants and hotels and everything. And having been
Yes.
on that side of the industry in the hospitality and work, I work with those people too and have worked in it. They know, oh, we've got a tour group coming today. Everybody on deck, everybody on board. It's almost like they are planning for your arrival. There's this other element of you better get it done and do it well. It's not always perfect
Absolutely.
because that's just the way the life is, because we're human
No,
beings and
nothing
none of
is.
us are perfect. I try to be,
Nope.
but it's like
Nope.
they're coming and they shift things around for you, and it's normally businesses that can accommodate tours and they get excited about it. You're making an impact when you do that too.
Yes.
And it's
Oh, yeah.
actually a partial growth for a small business, to be able to have groups come in like that, that it helps them as a business to know. And so I'm just saying on the tourism level, it's pretty good. And sustainability, since it's April and we're talking about Earth Day and what we can do for the environment, groups are very much better than everybody taking their own car across the world and across the country and around the world,
Yes.
right? So
Yes.
environmentally, this is a little bit more sustainable, I believe.
Yes, good point. Well, and going back to like the restaurants and things, I was on a tour in Scotland last year. Yeah, last year. And our last night, our farewell dinner was in a 16th century family barn, and it's been turned into a banquet hall. I mean, it holds about 40 or 50 people, and they cater and they do live music, and it's all family run. Incredible. It wasn't just some hotel dinner, which can be fine, but it was an experience. It wasn't just, hey, here's dinner. We promised you dinner. Here's a chicken breast and some overcooked green beans. Here's dinner. But it was incredible. It was local food by a local family while they're playing music and just telling about their farm and the folklore. And So these companies are reaching out to families like that to say, hey, what if we partnered with you? Mm-hmm. So they're really making an impact. Mm. And I'm seeing it more and more with all of these companies. So I just think it's a special way to travel. You know, one thing that I really do love is hearing the stories. And one of the tours I was on, the tour guide gave us his family recipe. And I can't even remember what it was for. I have it tucked away at home. It was for a scone or something. But it was his grandmother's recipe because he had talked about it. And so many people asked him for it. His wife emailed it to his phone, and he printed it out at the hotel for us. So those are experiences that you just don't get on your own.
That is a special touch, you know, and I think that's that's magic, you know, because these are, again, people, and I know these companies have had to really shift into creating the authentic experience for travelers, because that's what we demand, you know, even just because we're getting on a bus doesn't mean you know, here's a marker and we're driving by and here's your, you know, frozen lunch on the bus. That's not how it works anymore, because they know people want what they want. And so they are catering. It's not what it was way back when. Just not, I know you were talking about that with the actual buses, but I mean, in the itinerary and the, you know, the small businesses they'll take you to and the excursions, you know, that are part of it. I really don't think, it's not what it was. You know,
well, I've seen it change. My first escorted tour as a travel advisor was in 2018. And so I've seen it change drastically in the last 6 years. Mm. You know, the first one was a little generic, to be honest. I still saw a lot of value in it, but it was just, for me, it was a quick, easy way to get to Ireland and tour Ireland. But now what I see, what it's evolved into, there have been massive changes in the last 6 years. And I can't, you know, again, I can tell in a 30-minute phone call or coffee with a client what kind of traveler they are and what they want. And so I'm not trying to talk anyone into this if they are adamant about, no, we want to be on our own. But there is so much value in it that I can't stress enough, you know, give it a second thought.
Mm. I'm all in. So as we close up here, Cheryl, I want to ask you about your thoughts about coconut cake.
Have I told you about coconut? So it's a story. I mean, it's like a 60-second story.
I did not know this.
There's a story. Oh. Yeah. She hates coconut. So our whole family, we all hated coconut with her because, you know, she's our mom and she hates coconut. And so we must all hate it. And so I did not really have coconut until I was a grown woman in my 30s. And a friend invited me over for coconut cream pie, and she was so proud of this, and I thought, oh no, I'll choke it down because I'm, you know, and I took a bite and I thought, turns out I love coconut. And so then I've discovered coconut cake, and I actually turned a piece down this week because I'm trying to not do much sugar, but it was hard. It was a hard decision, but I love coconut cake. Anyway, that's my story. Yeah,
we always talk about coconut cake
and I don't.
Cake and travel. This is what the podcast should be called. Cake and travel. Because you must try the local cakes. Yes, we just want cake. Yes, that's all. We don't want to have to do all the details. We'd like to travel, enjoy the sights, learn, have a good time, and have cake. Thank you. That's what we want.
Well, I did buy I was cooking for my stepdad last night, and he had a friend over and bought a little chocolate cake because I don't like chocolate cake. And so anyway, they loved the chocolate cake, and I just smiled and served it to them and sent it away.
Well, you've been good.
Coconut cake and vanilla cake. Yeah.
Well, you know, on that note, let's all go have cake. Marie Antoinette was right. Feed them cake. She was right.
Exactly. Yes.
Well, everyone, heywannago.com is website for Cheryl. Thank you so much, Cheryl. As always great advice and always getting us to think about going instead of don't put it off. If it's too much hassle, because even when it's overseas, a lot of times you start looking, you get excited, you see pictures and read articles. And then it's like, oh, I don't even know how to book this to this. How do I even make a reservation? It's a different, you know, currency and, you know, so there's a way. And these are really good starting platforms. So
Right.
it's better to
Right.
do this than stay home. I'm just saying,
Exactly.
don't stay home.
Exactly. Work
There's
on your
times for
bucket
that.
list.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you so much and happy travels.
Thank you. Safe travels to you as well.
Thank you for listening to Big Blend Radio's Vacation Station Travel and Leisure Show, brought to you by Big Blend Magazines. Keep up with us at bigblendradio.com or blendradioandtv.com. Happy travels!